Chapter 19, Cadenza. This is the end, my beautiful friend. Jim Morrison. Okay, creative entrepreneur, let's take a look back at the long road you've traveled in this book. You've defined some pretty personal goals, probably in a way you've never done it before. You've discovered some ninja skills that give you an advantage in the great work you do, as well as some blind spots that might be slowing your growth. But most importantly, you've built a growth plan that aligns with your most important priorities. You've got a roadmap for the next 12 months of your life that, if you get to stepping, can move you closer to your dreams faster than you might imagine. I developed the first bits and pieces of this work almost 10 years ago. I kept working on it, honing it, evolving it, and it's been the constant companion on an otherwise roller coaster life. One of the things people constantly say to me is, I don't know how you manage to get so much done. This is how. There's no secret here. But if there was, you've got it now. There's also no promise of magical happiness and unending delight. Owning your dreams takes effort, and life won't stop happening just because you've stepped out to pursue the life you most want for yourself. 6 years ago, I was knee-deep in writing The Secret Watch, building out the characters, getting their backstories straight so that the whole parable made sense. The year prior, my kid enrolled in a wilderness camp for boys with emotional issues. He was there for 25 months as my whole life started unraveling. Doing the work kept me sane at a time when I could have given up completely. 5 years ago, I was inches away from launching that book into the world. It was a process, but when we launched, it became an Amazon bestseller. It was also the year my business started falling apart. I was struggling to keep my business and family together, and the bad choices I made with that coach I told you about had started catching up with me. 4 years ago, I got my first, and only so far, one-star review and sold over 1,000 copies of the book in 2 days. It was also the year I probably should have died in a weird car incident that gave me a fresh start on life and led to the 300 Songs Project. Doing the work allowed me to spin multiple plates, launch dozens of offers during my transition, and keep myself from going off the deep end of depression. 3 years ago, The Secret Watch broke the top 5,000 books on all of Amazon and became a bestseller on 3 continents. I recorded my 3rd album, The Fine Line, which outsold my previous 2 albums combined. I started slacking on doing this work, and it showed in my lack of income and the stress in my marriage. It was also the year I got clear that I couldn't be the glue holding everything together anymore in my family, and all the stress of trying to be that person crushed me. 2 years ago, I discovered the Creative Freedom Entrepreneur Spectrum and started sharing my discoveries. I outlined the book several times and started getting interviewed about this new approach to building a profitable, sustainable business doing what you love. We bought a house. It was also the year I asked for a divorce. Doing the work gave me a focus to dig myself out of that hole and rebuild my life and work. Last year, I launched the Creative Freedom Incubator. Since then, I've helped some smart, talented creative entrepreneurs make a real difference in their worlds. They've increased their revenue, developed profitable offers, and learned how to be the CEO of their business. They've unpacked fears and grown as human beings in ways I'm not even sure they realized were possible. They've also informed much of what I'm teaching you in this book. It was also the year I left everything behind, packed 2 suitcases to the gills, hopped a 1-way flight to Nashville, and stayed with virtual strangers who held space for me in their hearts and home when I had no place else to go. Doing the work gave me a direction and determination to get out of their home before I wore out my welcome. In the 12 months that followed, I traded my cardboard box furniture and air mattress for a fully furnished space. I launched this book that I know will continue to impact many creatives and help them make a living wage doing what they love. The Secret Watch even has a real shot at becoming a motion picture. I have great clients, wonderful new friends, colleagues, and connections, and a life I never believed was possible for a poor mixed kid from the ghetto of Flint. All because I did the work of building a growth plan and executing on it day in and day out. It's been a great year. And a hard year in a lot of ways. I cried at some point every day from the time I landed in Nashville for more than 4 months. The aloneness isn't easy for me. I miss my kids, my friends, my family. I miss hugs and being close to people. It's challenging for an extrovert to have so much alone time. And yet, I'm clear that this is what I was called to do, so I'm showing up each day and doing it. No creative entrepreneur is immune to the need to do the work of showing up consistently in their business and bringing their great work to the world. And it's not without its sacrifices. There are hard choices to make on the regular. There are people to whom you must say no so that you can say yes to others. I think it was Marilyn Monroe that said, "Sometimes good things must fall apart so better things can fall together." For creatives, choosing between two equally viable options can be like deciding which limb to cut off, especially if you're a fusion creative. But decide you must, because you can't put all your resources into everything. The decisions you make today shape your success tomorrow. Remember, success is a destination and you are already there. Social media makes it easy to share only the veneer of life, the pretty, polished moments that make our friends envious, jealous, or otherwise disappointed in their own lives. Sure, it's great to share the highs of our lives, the fancy dinners and fun nights out, but it's also important to remember that it's only the highlight reel. There's a lot more that happens when the cameras aren't rolling. My stove explodes. The dishes sit in my sink. My tires need to be replaced. I don't live on the swanky side of town. I let people down. They let me down. We don't always get it right. We're human. And still, we love, we live, and we strive. That's really all we can do. As creative entrepreneurs, it's what we must do. We can't not do this work for long or it comes a-knocking. Sharing your great work with the world isn't always easy, but it doesn't have to be torture either. My hope is that creative freedom gives you the clear path you need to own your dreams without selling your soul. If you're one of those creatives who can take an idea and run with it, then you've got all the fodder you need to get moving on the next 12 months of your creative endeavors. On the other hand, if you'd like my support and encouragement, or the support and encouragement of a growing community of creatives just like you, I invite you to visit my home base in cyberspace, download the free resources that accompany this book, and learn more about the ways we can work together to bring your dreams to life. Here's to another trip around the sun for you and me. I look forward to seeing what's in store for both of us. Your final assignment. Take one last look at how far you've come. Book a date 3 months from now in your calendar to revisit your progress, if you didn't in the last chapter. Celebrate. You've got a roadmap that will work for you if you work it consistently. I believe in you. Reach out and let me know how it goes for you. I love hearing your feedback and answering questions.